You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered. Hello, Wisdom Tribe. Hello and welcome. Welcome to another season of Wisdom of the Ancients. This is season 8. I'm your host, Ian Shelley. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for being here. Thank you for bringing your amazing vibration and being here in the collective consciousness. Right now, as we begin this show today, we call in Divine Mother, Divine Father, Mother Earth and Father Sun. We call in the Ancient Ones. We call in all the beloved, divine beloved beings of love, light, power, and service to be here with us today as we all gather again, as we all unify our hearts and really bring our vibrations to this amazing space that we've all created. We've created this community for each other. And the wisdom of the ancients, it's about ancient wisdom from all realms, not just our planet, but all realms throughout the multiverse. Wisdom that we are destined to know. Wisdom that we are destined to uncover. Wisdom that is here to touch our hearts. So again, thank you so much, everyone, for being here. Thank you, thank you. The theme for this series is the illuminated soul, resonance with the truth that is within. The illuminated soul. We are all souls having a human experience. And sometimes our light shines brightly and sometimes it doesn't shine quite as brightly. But it's always illuminated. The choices we make determine the degree to which we are illuminated. The choices we make on an everyday basis. The truth resides within. The truth of who we are. Our eternal truth resides within every single one of us. Within each of us is the all-knowing. We are part of that infinite diamond of the Creator. Every single one of us is a facet of the diamond that is the Creator. Every single one of us truly is an aspect of the divine. Every single one of us is inherently divine. And sometimes we forget that. And so this season, this show is about helping us remember that. And so we ask that all the speakers that are here, that are going to be speaking with every single one of us, helps us remember that, helps us remember that we truly are divine and we are an aspect of the divine. So let me just cover some of the kind of housekeeping for today's show. If you haven't put your intention in yet, we're going to be having an intention ceremony a little bit later on in the call. So put your intention in. Your intention can be something that's personal. It can be something that's for the group, for the community. It can be something that's for the planet. It can be something that's for humankind. It can be something that's for any one of our beloved brothers, sisters throughout this planet, throughout this world and beyond. So what is your intention? What are you hoping to get out of this series? What are you hoping for yourself? What are you hoping for others? So start by putting that in the question box. So it's the question box on the webinar page. And we'll read every single one of those, every single one of those out loud. So we'll be really infusing the fabric of the Wisdom of the Ancients show with your intentions. And then what we'll do is we'll actually infuse the orb. So the Wisdom of the Ancients, the series, the community is part of and within the Wisdom Orb. So an orb has been created. It's literally a living entity. That's the Wisdom of the Ancients orb. And so our intentions will be infused into that orb as well. So whatever you are wishing, hoping, desiring, intending, for you to receive, for others to receive, put that in, and we'll read every single one of those on the call today. But before we do that, we'll be doing a grounding process. So we'll do a grounding and connecting process, really, where we'll ground and connect in. Then we'll do the intention ceremony, and then we'll infuse the wisdom orb with everyone's intentions, with all of our intentions. So make sure you're hydrated. Go grab your cup of water if you don't have it. If you have anything special like a crystal, piece of wood, a photograph, an image, something that is special to you, you can have that with you. And also if you have a lighted candle, if it's safe, then have that with you as well. You don't have to, of course, but if you feel that you are being drawn to do something like that, then by all means, go get that candle. And while you're doing that, while you're grabbing your crystal or your candle or something that you feel connected with, let me just share about the season. So the season's going to run from today, which is October 8th, through November 21st. November 21st. And that's going to be the season. We're going to have many, many speakers sharing with us. So we've done this 7 times. This is the 8th season. We've had hundreds of speakers over the years. And so I'm going to share with you all the speakers' names and when they'll be with us. So that's going to be something I'll share in just a little bit. So the shows are always at 4 p.m. Pacific time, which is 6 p.m. Central or 7 p.m. Eastern. They run about an hour and a half. And as you know by now, sometimes they're a little shorter and sometimes they're a little longer. And what we do is we do live shows. So we do live shows. We do the Q&A. You get to have your intuitive readings. We'll get to as many as we can on the show. And then, of course, you can put your question in the question box as well. And hopefully there's an opportunity for everyone to have a reading at least sometime throughout the duration of the season. And then we invite you to the show by email every day. So every day you'll get an email around noon Pacific time. And then in the evening you'll get a replay email, and that replay email is going to contain the show for that day. And so that's pretty much the logistics. You can put your question in the question box anytime. So as soon as you've got that interview page for that particular speaker, you can put your question in there. You can ask for a reading. And so even if you can't make the show, if we pick your question, you can always listen to the replay, and you'll have a chance to have your question or your intuitive reading, depending on which speaker. Not all speakers do the intuitive readings, but many do. And of course, we do also have the Facebook group, Wisdom of the Ancients Facebook group. So if you haven't joined, very often the speakers will be doing live readings before and after on the Facebook group. And that way you can get an opportunity. So join us in the Facebook group. And also, that's pretty much it. So that's the logistics for the show. And then today, again, we're going to start with the grounding and connecting in process, but let me just share the speakers. So if you have seen the schedule page, you'll have seen these speakers who we have for the show. And so we're starting out tomorrow with Mark Romero, and then on Thursday we have Audrey Light Language. Both of those speakers have been with us before, and we're super excited to have them on the show again. Justin Ehrlich will be joining us on Tuesday the 15th, and Justin is new to the show. He's known as the Human MRI, and many of you might have seen Justin on other shows. And then we have Marilyn Oloria on Wednesday the 16th. Debbie Adams is back with us. Debbie's here on October the 17th. That's next Thursday. And then Alicia Power, who has been with us quite a few times. Alicia's with us on the 21st of October. And Ken Stone is back again with us. And then after Ken, we have Sarah Landon. Sarah's been with us a couple of times, so excited to have Sarah back on the show. And then a repeat guest as well is Christoph Melchizedek. He's going to be with us on October 24th. And then Sanjay Namar is on October 28th. Tarek Beebe, it's been a little while since Tarek's been on the show, but we're excited to have him back on the show. And then first time on the show is Janet Hickox, October 30th. Nora Walks in Spirit will be with us for a second time on October 31st. And then we have Tamara Oviatt, who hasn't been on our show before. She'll be with us on November 4th. And then Joy Baker, also first time on the Wisdom Show, November 5th. Camilla Kamara, She is going to be with us on the 6th. She's been with us before, so excited to have her back. And many of you will know Jill Madsen, who is going to be with us on the 7th of November. Jill's been with us a few times. And, of course, most of you know Crystal Hughes. Crystal is going to be here on 11-11, so November 11th. You can tell that she picked that day. All right, so Jean Ang is going to be with us on the 12th of November. Kim Regnitz has been with us before, and Jean, of course, as well. We have David Robinson. He's going to be with us on the 18th of November. And then Christo Bauer's first time on the show on November 19th. First time on the show also, Imuna Melanowitz, who is going to be with us on the 20th, and then Elizabeth Wood is back with us on the 21st. So that's who is with us, and they will all be bringing their amazing gifts and sharing what the divine wants them to share with every one of us during the show. So we're excited to be hosting all these amazing speakers back on the Wisdom Show. All right, beautiful, beautiful souls. Let's go ahead and get started. So if you've grabbed your water, take a sip of water, which is something I'm going to do right now because I'm a little parched. There we go. And so if you have your candles lit, if you have your crystals or whatever you have with you, let's go ahead and just kind of drop in for a while. And then what we're going to do is we're going to get connected in. And then after that, we'll read everyone's intention. So if you are still thinking about your intention for the show, go ahead and put that in, or you can put that in any time. We'll read every single one. So whatever you feel is coming through for yourself, for your family, for your loved ones, for others, for anyone on this planet, for our beloved animal and insect friends, all other beings from other realms, all our guides. So we ask that all our guides right now are with us as we go through this process of connecting in. So wherever you might be in the world right now, whatever you might have been doing, you can just release that. Whatever you might have been thinking about, you can release that. If it's morning, if it's afternoon, if it's evening, if you've got something on your to-do list, it's not something that you need to pay attention to right now. If you've had interactions with people, maybe you've even watched TV or something today, just let that go. That's not important right now. What's important is that you call back all your energy from wherever it might be. So all those people, all those places, all those interactions, all those to-do lists and projects that you've been working on, all those things you've been thinking of, you've actually given your energy. Whenever you've interacted with someone or something, or you've even thought of something, you're giving your energy to that specific circumstance. So call it back to you. Call all your energy back to you right now. Imagine all your energy is coming back to you. Sometimes it helps to visualize. For me, it helps to visualize my energy is actually looks like sparkles. So call my energy back to me. Bring it down through my crown chakra, through my soul star chakra, then through my crown chakra into my body. This is my body that I have on this journey. So I'm calling all my energy back to my body, down below my eyebrows, behind my eyes, in front of my spine, and I'm going to pack it down in a tube inside my body. And I'm standing in front of my heart. I'm looking at my heart, and I'm stepping into my heart. I can hear my heart beating. So feel your heart beating. See your heart beating. Listen now for the heartbeat of the universe. Slowly, slowly, your own heart synchronizes and aligns with the heartbeat of the universe, the one pulse, the eternal heartbeat. Placing your attention now at the base of your spine, just feeling your energy around the base of your spine, dropping your energy down, dropping a grounding cord down to the center of the earth. Just feeling that connection, feeling that when you make that connection, you're connecting in with Mother Earth herself. What do you feel when you connect in with Mother Earth? You feel the love. Do you feel pain? What do you feel? Because very often we don't treat Mother Earth very well, certainly as a species. Can you feel her soul? Can you feel the connection between your soul and Mother Earth's soul? That's what we need right now. We need for all of us to feel that connection, to be connected with her soul. We are connected. We just have to feel it. And when we're connected, we bring that extra awareness. We bring that awareness around our choices. From what shampoo we use, to how much we recycle. So make a point to establish or feel that connection. And as you walk down the grocery aisle, make those choices for Mother Earth. And all the innocent ones who roam the land and swim the waters. Feeling now an embrace, feeling now that Mother Earth is hugging, embracing you. Feeling the warmth of her heart enveloping your entire being. Feeling the love, feeling the connection. Now imagine that it's dark outside and you're outside and you're looking up. You see the stars above you. The millions and millions and millions of stars. Know that when you look up, we're literally looking at a reflection of ourselves. We're looking at ourselves. All those stars are part of the same collective consciousness that we are. That we're part of. We're all part of the same creation. We're all an aspect of the divine. if you imagine that every single aspect of creation is a facet of a diamond, and that a diamond is creation itself, then we realize that we are all part of this creation. And just feel into your heart right now. We feel into our hearts and we just feel the love that is living there, that is residing there. Just open our hearts. Open our hearts to love. Beautiful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now imagine that you're sitting around a fire. Fire's burning. You can be sitting alone, you can be sitting as part of a circle. Doesn't matter. Just imagine that you're watching the flames. Maybe you're adding some wood, keeping that fire going. This is a fire of transformation. Anything we place into the fire is transformed. Do you have anything to place into the fire right now? The fire of transformation. Anything that you wish to be transformed, go ahead. If you're alone, you can speak it out loud. Or you can just place it in the fire. Because the fire knows. Maybe it's even been grabbed out of you already. Maybe there was something. Maybe there was some disgust or some shame. Maybe there was some lack of self-worth. Maybe there was some guilt. Maybe there were some acts or choices. Everything can be transformed. It's all energy. Everything can be transformed or transmuted. So as we sit around the fire again, we call on Divine Mother, Divine Father, we call on the Ancient Ones. Again, we call on Mother Earth and Father Sun. Again, we call on the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service to be with us now. As we honor everyone's intentions, as we speak the intentions into the space. So again, if you would like the opportunity to add your intention into this space, and we'll be infusing the wisdom orb with the intentions in just a little while. But if you didn't get the instructions, or you weren't called before, but if you called now, go to the webinar page, put your intention in. We'll read every single one of them live on this call. Every single one of those intentions collectively will be infused into the wisdom orb. So throughout the series, I set the intention that this container of wisdom of the ancients be a container of transformation, be a container where every single one of ours ascension is accelerated, that is the container of love. That is it is a container of light. I set the intention that we all bring the highest levels of vibration, so we up-level each other simply by being together. Because that is what happens. When we gather together, we up-level ourselves and we up-level each other. When we feel the vibrations behind the words, when we feel the frequencies behind the words, behind the messages, when we're part of the collective, we're up-leveling ourselves, we're upgrading ourselves and each other. And not just each other, but all beings in all realms. Our vibration up-levels others everywhere. My intention is that we recognize the illuminated soul that we truly are. That if there's dust and dirt on our light within, that the dust and the dirt gets removed and we see our own light and we become a light for others. And we pray that the universe, that the divine, uses the words of each and our beautiful, beloved guest speakers. Uses those words to tap into each and every one of us so that we may grow, that we may transcend and transform. We ask that every speaker is used as a divine conduit and a divine instrument. So let us now speak the words, speak the intentions into the space. And then after that, we'll infuse the wisdom orb. So the orb literally is impregnated with everyone's intentions, so that beauty grows and beauty and love is birthed. Tunde from Pompano Beach, Florida, my intention to put into the orb is to be so much aligned and one with my true self, that no one could knock me out of my center and find the way to live and enjoy this life with ease. Thank you all. Gloria from Calgary, it is my heartfelt intention to maintain my emotional sanity while being in relationship or partnership with others. I am safe. All is well. Anything to assist me and so many others who have never had this experience but desire love, respect, and healthy relationships. Julie from Allistown, Bimini, my intention is to continue to be the best version of myself each and every day, ever expanding in love and abundance as I evolve. I gratefully contribute through growing my business with a team of self-awareness, self-responsibility, action-taking entrepreneurs. Through my own and their empowerment, we improve our health, wealth, and growth, and that of others in our communities, continually rippling out positive effects to the wider world and generating more harmony and peace than ever before. And so it is. Wes from Moncton, New Brunswick, Canada. My intention is to be more in tune and appreciative of my body's organs and their functions as I travel on this journey of life. My intention is to listen to my body and organs, thanking them for their support with love and blessings and focus. Fred from Austin, Texas. My intention is to spontaneously and continually express the authentic fulfillment of my service. Christopher from Memphis. My intention for myself is to end my old patterns and addictions and that which does not serve me anymore. Claire from Fredericton. My gratitude for your healing intentions and prayers for the healing of dystonia in my body. Blessings and love. Marie Omari from Ocala, Florida. Special intentions for the greatest and highest good of the universe. May we all learn to live and love in peace and harmony. Brooke from Milwaukee. I'd like to add healing, clarity, persistence, love, creativity, and of course, love and compassion to the wisdom orb. Much love to all. Sharon from Fields. To move forward with joy, grace, bliss, and ease. Olivia from Huntington Beach, my intention is for truth, love, and joy for myself and my family. I ask for peace, love, joy, harmony, awakening, ascension, bliss, awareness, sparkles, rainbows, unicorns, galactic beings for everyone. And thank you. Linda from Houston, my intention is for my family to have healing, love, peace, and joy. Natalia from Portugal, I wish abundant prosperity and much love for all listeners and to those who still didn't wake up. Thank you all, Natalia. Thank you, Natalia. Ingrid from Klagenfurt in Austria. I wish for all of us and Gaia an ascension with ease and grace for myself, a quick release from karmic and collective traumas from my heart chakra. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Liz from Manchester, United Kingdom. Hi, Ian and team. My intention is to come closer to knowing my truth, what it is, and living that truth, empowering myself and others as I continue to evolve. Loretta from Cochrane, Alberta. Financial prosperity. Sharon from Whitman. Ankle ulcers heal. Fiona from London, United Kingdom. My intention is, how can I learn to be more focused and disciplined in my everyday life? I want to help myself and raise my vibration. At work, I'm pretty organized, but not at home. Any guidance would be much appreciated. Maria from Portugal. Dear community, thank you all for being here. I wish light, love, and blessings for all of us. Kathy from San Jose. My intention is for us all to receive the healing energies and transformation which resonates to move us forward on our path. Carrie from Denver, I wish the highest and best vibrational energy for myself and all with harm to none. Berenger from Fayence in France, may peace and love encompass the world and illuminate far beyond. Joseph from Studio City, I intend to develop communication with extraterrestrials, developed races in order to establish humans as a valid and functional part of galactic family. Laurie from Austin, my intentions for those calls are for everyone's vibration to rise and raise the entire universe. I'm also personally seeking physical healing of a broken wrist. No name. My intention is for global for all babies born. May they have a life of ease and grace. That was from Shelley, actually. Kathy from Sonoma. My intention is to understand from the speakers new ways to bring more light to the places and people in need, including myself, so that I can continue to assist with the process in the new vibration. Jane from Westchester. I ask for freedom and sovereignty for each individual here in Earth. Yuli from Los Angeles. My intention is to have plenty of energy to fulfill my purpose for the highest and best of all. Rachel from Cairns, Australia. That divine light will flow through each of us, that our hearts will shine with our unique, beautiful, creative expression. Gemma from Red Bluff. I intend for us all to receive funding for our humanitarian projects, our new businesses, and personal well-being, so we fill the earth with joy and universal love. Fari from Auckland, New Zealand, please guide me on how I go from discontent to happiness, to gratitude, and to joy. My life is okay. However, I keep looking, hoping, expecting more to make me happy and content, which leads to frustration and wanting. Thank you so much. Sean or Cyan from Framington, to be all that I came here to be. Rodney from Portland, stepping further into the embodiment of sources, loving energies to be shared. Bonnie from Windsor Locks, I set the intention to bring love and light wherever I go, to give and to receive abundance in my finances, relationships, and life work. Romlin from Bristol, Rhode Island. Healing, transformation, ascension, highest vibrational frequencies, know my divine spark. Infinite connection to divinity. Transcend. Kim from Yorba Linda. My intention is to take action in allowing my gifts to unfold for the highest good for humanity as a trainer, a coach, a healer, an author. Robbie from St. Louis. My intention to feel safe enough to openly receive and share love, light, peace, joy, happiness, bliss to anyone and everyone that I have any kind of contact with, all with ease and grace. Marilyn from Kamloops, Canada. My intention is being in service from a place of delight and wonder to create with others a healthy, intentional community of light and love for the highest good of all. And so be it. Okay, I know that some people did Facebook, so let's just go to Facebook quickly here and see. Okay. This is Hannah from Denmark. From my heart, my intentions are to bless and send love and light to all in this wonderful group. Thank you, Hannah. Janine. My intention is for all of us to grow in our love, our light, in our leadership. Nancy Joyce, from the sacred place in my heart, setting the intention for this thriving community to continue to grow in love, connection, support, and unity through the wisdom of the ancients programming. Okay, let's look for some more here. We want to make sure we get everyone's. Okay, I'm just looking for some more. Karina from Barrington, New Hampshire. My intention is to open my center for energy healing and workshop where I can be a conduit for people to find and remember their own light. Carolyn from Redlands, healthy relationship with Michelle and Aiden. Tasha from Toronto, healing my debilitating pain. Simone from Adelaide, to open my heart, to love myself, to live in joy and happiness, understand, be and do all I came here to be and do. Abundance of health, abundance in spirituality, and abundance of wealth. Bring in all that is good in the world, freely travel to all Earth's grid lines, experience all the world has to offer, transmute all that is not, be of service to humanity, and be love. Suzanne from Canberra. My intention is to recall my authentic self. I have forgotten my purpose and wish to connect with the divine to set me on my true path for my highest good. I wish to have fun as I share love with others. And so it will be. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, beautiful souls, for sharing your intentions with the community, with the group, and putting them out. They're out there now. They're out there now. Your intentions are part of creation. They're out there now. They're recognized. If you didn't put your intention in, but you're thinking it, if you're feeling it, it's also included. Thank you so much. Thank you, beautiful, dear souls, every single one, for being here and for sharing your intention, for up-leveling all of us, for upgrading us by simply being here. Now, if you can, place your hands together. Actually, place them as if you're receiving. Your hands together, as if they're outstretched hands about to receive. Because in your hands, imagine now that there's an orb. It's a glowing orb. It's about the size of a tennis ball right now, to give you something to visualize. But it's iridescent. It's a beautiful, beautiful white, golden, orange, red, whatever color it is to you, but beautiful iridescent light. So feel where you're sitting right now. Feel where you're sitting, in your chair, wherever you might be. Maybe you're standing. But just become aware of your body in the space that you're in. And now look at that orb. And in that orb, watch it grow. It's growing now to the size of a basketball or a soccer ball or a football. And it continues to grow. And all of a sudden, you're in the orb. The orb continues to expand. You're inside the orb. Watch now as the orb expands to include your house, your home, your flat, your apartment, wherever you're at, outside in nature. And it grows beyond that. It expands beyond your town, your city, your country. It's growing. It's huge. Watch now as the orb expands to include this beautiful, beautiful planet that we call home right now. Mother Earth is within the orb. Watch now as the orb grows even larger and expands to include all the planets in our solar system, the moon, the planets. Watch now as the orb expands even further to include the sun. And every single intention that was spoken, that was unspoken, that was felt, that was thought of, is in this orb. This is the wisdom orb. And it's expanding now even further beyond the solar system, out into the universe, the multiverse. And it expands so far into infinity, you actually can't comprehend how far it is. But we're all still in it. Every single one of us is in the orb. Every single one of our intentions, our thoughts, our vibrations is in this orb. And this is the orb that is holding wisdom of the ancients. You're in it. I'm in it. Every single speaker is in it. And we fill this orb with love and light and joy and compassion and peace and kindness and confidence to do the right thing. We fill this with discretion, discernment, to make the right choices in our lives, to sometimes do the hard thing, the difficult thing that is the right thing, the thing that our heart knows to do. We are all one in this orb. We are all part of the collective consciousness within this orb. And we pray for the transmutation to occur. We pray for the transcendence to occur. We pray for the enlightenment to occur and the ascension to occur. And whoever is waiting for an awakening, we pray that occurs. And we ask that each and every one of us truly become a vessel of love, light, and service to the universe, to all beings, not only on our planet, but in all realms. We pray that every thought, every word, every action is divinely guided and for the greater good of all. And we invite everyone who resonates to become part of this community and to receive what the community is offering, to receive the blessings, to receive the upgrades, the up-leveling that comes from being on the calls, from listening to the replays, from being part of this amazing community that is you. The universe has brought us all together, created the structure. And so I bow down to the universe, I bow down to the divine, I bow down to every single one of you in this community. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Namaste. Om Namah Shivaya. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being part of this community. Thank you for doing your part to up-level and upgrade every single one of us. And I thank the speakers who are here to freely give of their gifts, who've stepped up and have answered the call to give of their energy, to give of their knowledge, to be the channel that they are. Thank you for being part of this. Thank you for sharing with the beautiful community. Thank you for offering your gifts. Thank you for sharing your knowledge. Thank you for sharing what you have been asked to share. Thank you for stepping up and following your divine assignment. Well, beautiful souls, everyone is in the orb. All our intentions are in the orb. We offer this to the divine. And again, may all of us truly be vessels of love, light, and service. May we recognize the illuminated soul and the truth that is within us. May we recognize our true selves. And may we truly, truly shine light every second of every day. We thank Divine Mother, we thank Divine Father, thank Mother Earth and Father Sun. We thank the Ancient Ones and all the guides, all the Ascended Masters for being here with us, supporting us. We thank all the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service. Thank you all. Much love. Bye now.